Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Ah, it's the old, good old-fashioned Best Show. Everybody loves it, right? They love it, don't they, Mike? I don't know. I think we're doing all right here. I think we're doing all right. Let's go back to the phones. Best Show, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, son. May I please speak with Thomas Ludlow Giuseppe Sharpling?
Wait, that's my full name. Nobody says my full name on the air. Yeah, wait, that's me. Who is this? How do you know my full name?
Mr. Sharpling, this is Special Agent Len Markowitz with the FBI.
The FBI?
That's correct, son.
Are you putting me on?
Mr. Sharpling, the FBI doesn't joke, Mr. Sharpling.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So you did know. I can't believe you got my whole name correctly. Nobody knows about the Ludlow. That's really freaky. Okay, how can I, you said is Agent Markowitz?
That's correct, son.
How can I help you, Agent Markowitz?
Mr. Sharpling, I'm sure you're aware of this weekend's news of the capture of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That was over the weekend, and he was on the run for about 6 months after escaping prison.
That's correct. He's finally behind bars where he will unquestionably spend the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And he will be extradited up to the United States. That's a fact.
Sure. And a lot of people can breathe a lot easier now because everybody's a little safer.
That's correct, son. Mr. Sharpling, did you also know that El Chapo's sons, Alfredo and Ivan Guzman, are big fans of your children's radio show, Tom Sharpling's Best Time Hour?
Uh-huh. It's actually called The Best Show, and it's not an hour, it's a 3-hour show.
3 hours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people listen that long?
Yeah, yeah. People listen to the whole 3 hours, yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
They do.
Oh.
And wait, I don't want to lose the sight of what you just said. You said that El Chapo's sons listen to The Best Show?
Yes, that's correct. We have had them under surveillance for years, knowing that they would most likely be in charge once the old man inevitably got taken down.
Mm-hmm.
And the two big takeaways we've had from that surveillance are, one, these guys are unrepentant, murderous psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they are full-on Los Fatos.
Los Fatos?
Yes. What? That's how they describe themselves. As I understand it, it's the Spanish version of what your fans call themselves, FOTs,
mm-hmm.
which apparently, let me look my notes here, apparently stands for Failures of Tom. No, it's Flops of Tom.
No, it's not Flops or Failures. It's Friends of Tom.
Oh, okay. Noted. You know, we have hours and hours of phone calls between the two brothers where they pepper their conversations about their brutal crimes and their million-dollar drug deals with vernacular from your program.
No.
Yes, it's true.
I can't believe that.
Yes, if you'd like to hear, I've got a transcript of a recent conversation right here.
Yeah. Oh, I would. Really?
Yeah. Here, let me.
I would love to hear it.
Let me go to the pertinent pages here. Ivan, we've got real problems in Mazatlan with this latest shipment. The foot soldiers are helping themselves with merchandise, Alfredo. This cannot be tolerated. We need to do to them what Darren Ploppleton did to Tom. Ivan, yes, but the cardboard box we put them in and subsequently bronze should be filled with wet fudge and rats. If only there were doodle boops in Mexico, right?
Doodle boops, yeah.
Okay. Ivan, yes, we will have to make do with rats. Alfredo, I can hear their screams now as their crotch marbles get gnawed upon. They'll be madder than a rattlesnake at a Thai wedding. I have no idea what that means.
That's a phrase that comes up a fair. It's like a colloquialism.
Okay. Ivan, they will sound like Barry Gibb when he sings that song we don't know the name of yet makes us laugh so.
Mm-hmm. Sure. People talk about Bee Gees.
They do. Okay.
Deep cuts in the catalog.
Okay. Alfredo, we can't forget to throw Pepto-Bismol in their faces before their pictures are taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a trend that's been going on up here in New Jersey. People throwing balloons full of Pepto-Bismol at people.
In balloons?
Yeah. That way it explodes in their face.
Okay, I'm writing all this down. This is very interesting stuff. Ivan, okay, I need to go kill one of my sergeants now. Get off my phone, you dip munch.
Mm-hmm.
Alfredo, you can't talk to me like that, you half animal, part party machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a catchphrase. I can't believe.
Oh, it ends with this. Maybe you can help me with this. Adios, persona au gratin.
Yes. It's another phrase, like regional to the area of New Jersey that I live in.
Interesting. This is very enlightening.
Yeah, well, my mind is blown by this.
Oh well, get ready to have it further blown apart. All right.
Okay.
Wait till I tell you about their Tommy Cave.
Tommy Cave?
Yes.
What is a Tommy Cave?
Well, do you know what a man cave is?
Sure. Yeah, of course. A man cave is, it'll be like a basement room or little area of a house that a guy turns into like his little clubhouse and be his little hangout spot.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I have one of my own.
You have a man cave?
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a tough job. There's a lot of pressure on an agent, and mm-hmm. when it gets home, he just wants to go into his own little area, and I unwind here. You know, I get my frustrations out on the old skins.
Uh-huh. The skins.
Yeah.
With skins, drums.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're a drummer.
That is
what was that drum riff?
Yes.
What was that?
Are you serious?
I sounded familiar.
Young Americans by David Bowie.
Can I hear it again? Okay. Now I definitely hear it. Yeah.
You hear it? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go a little deeper if you want.
Sure. What was that?
Oh, I'll add the vocals. You know who I am, he said.
Yeah. Look back in anger.
Yeah, look back in anger. That's correct. Yeah, I'll give you one more.
Modern love?
That's modern love, yeah.
Yeah. Who
did... I just jam on that stuff to get to get loose after work.
That's cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm also a big fan of the film Death Wish 3.
Sure. Oh, man, I love that movie.
Yeah, I've got a lot of collectibles in my man cave.
Wait, I didn't even know there were collectibles from Death Wish 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Posters, T-shirts, children's howitzers. I've got all 17 of the Giggler cups that they sold at Burger King when it came out.
You mean like those soda cups that they put characters on?
Mm-hmm.
Burger King had Death Wish 3 cups. They had 17 cups with just the character, the Giggler.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got all of them.
It's because he was the character who, if I remember correctly in the movie, he would snatch stuff from people and giggle as he ran away.
Yes, yes.
And then
old ladies.
Yeah, and then Charles Bronson brought a camera into his neighborhood, like with a strap, and then got an ice cream pop and started eating it, and then the Giggler grabbed it, and as he ran away, he pulled out this giant gun and shot the Giggler.
He did. He got him.
And then the neighborhood cheered.
They did, yeah. Yeah. You know, it was a neighborhood somehow just completely inhabited by punk rockers.
Yes.
It was. You didn't see that much back then.
No, and they wore a fair amount of stretch clothing.
Like, they did, yes.
Like, they were very, like, you weren't sure if they just came from, like, aerobics class.
Yes. Yeah. Or they, on the way home from aerobics class, they stopped at Trash and Vaudeville or Zipperhead.
As if they would just let somebody turn them into like a test, like a test dummy, and let them like do what they thought a punk would look like,
yes,
makeup wise, and then they went and terrorized the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, it's plausible.
I guess so.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've even got one of those LED signs that flashes my favorite inspirational phrases from Death Wish 3 in my man cave.
Really? Like what?
Oh, yeah.
What phrases?
Oh, like, I need to put some more heat in my area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I dropped my sticks. Hang on.
You dropped your sticks?
Oh, it went in. Oh, hang on.
What size sticks do you play?
Two Bs.
Two Bs. Those are thick.
They're very thick. Yeah, I like to really get down like Bonham.
You ever try like a 3A?
Oh, is that like marching band stick?
I think so.
Yeah. No, Tommy Lee uses those.
Uh-huh. Those are heavy sticks.
You know, he used to be my favorite drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I saw him on the last tour.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, he's still my favorite drummer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did the drum set go upside down?
It actually, you know how on that last show it got stuck halfway around the thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
I didn't know it did.
Oh, yeah, it did. The show I saw,
yeah,
it just came straight down.
So it went upside down and then detached from the rigging?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he okay?
No, he got really hurt.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he got smashed.
I would think so. What other phrases?
I'm going to kill an old lady just for you.
Yeah, that's a line Manny Fraker says.
He does, yeah. It's like killing roaches. You have to kill them all, otherwise what's the use?
Mm-hmm.
Blow the scum away, of course.
Yeah.
They killed the Giggler, man.
Yeah.
It's not working. Kill the MF. And of course, it's the actual word.
Yeah.
Remember that line, how he says it?
It's like a dubbed-in line. It's like when Martin Balsam gets shoved off a fire escape when his machine gun jams.
Yes.
And then you hear, it's not working. Kill the... blah, 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 blah.
It's a very moving line.
Well, moving isn't the first thing I would think of.
Oh, yeah. Sure it is. Mm-hmm. What else? I am the law. That means I get to violate your constitutional rights.
Uh-huh. And yeah. You said these are inspirational quotes.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They really make me want to get the baddies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, you know, anyway, I digress there by a whole margin. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah. The Guzman brothers, they have Best Show paraphernalia all over their cave.
So that's why it's a Tommy cave?
That's exactly true, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like what kind of stuff?
Oh, they've got chip clips, stuffed mice with capes, multiple smashed copies of your box set.
Yeah, the box set, which came out last year. What? Wait, yes. You said they're smashed?
Oh, yeah.
Why do they have multiple smashed copies of it?
These guys, they get so worked up listening to the box sets that they start whipping each other with them.
With the box?
Yes.
They actually start whipping each other with the... Oh, my God.
Whipping. It's crazy. And it's hard. They give each other these tremendous welts, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've gone through like 30 of these box sets.
Huh. That's interesting, because I was wondering why we sold like more copies in southern Mexico than in like a lot of parts of the southern U.S.
Oh, that is interesting. I don't know about that. I don't know how to check on how to gain access to SoundScan. But you know, it's the FBI. I'm sure we could.
I'm sure you could. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, they can't get enough of you and El Chico.
What's that? Who?
El Chico.
El Chico.
Yes.
Who is that?
Your sidekick.
Oh.
El Chico.
Uh-huh.
The brothers also refer to him as, let me see here, Dr. Cerveza.
Mm-hmm.
And Miguel del Coors.
Okay.
Which I guess means Mike of the Coors. I don't quite get that.
Yeah, that's AP Mike.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me just, I have a couple new things I need to enter. Okay, let me just pull up the proper space, and I will enter this information in the Project Radio Ape spreadsheet. There we go.
Wait, in the what is Project Radio Ape?
Oh, well, that's actually why I'm calling you, son. You're no doubt aware of how the actor Sean Penn led us to El Chapo when he agreed to be interviewed, right?
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm aware of that.
Okay, so, son, I'm going to nutshell this for you. We want you to lead us to Alfredo and Ivan Guzman. Okay? They've disappeared, and we don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm. But okay? How on earth would I lead you to them?
We want you to reach out to the brothers with the offer of an appearance on The Best Show. There's no way they'll turn it down because they love the show so much. Okay, and since they are not going to risk coming to New Jersey, you and Mike, will go to the jungle mountains of Mexico to interview them.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be tracking every move, okay? And then when you actually come face-to-face with them, that's when we move in.
Oh, my God. This is terrifying. This sounds really dangerous. Would I have like protection at least, like Kevlar vests? Like,
oh no. See, that would blow your cover, you know, if they saw any kind of bunching up under your shirts. You know, it's hot there, so it's gonna, you know, you'll be in t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, if they did see anything, you'd be hanging by a tree with your medium intestines hanging out in like 2 minutes.
Oh. Well, that's not at all discouraging or terrifying.
But, you know, I'm sure we could get you hats.
Hats? Like a Kevlar hat?
No, definitely not in the budget for this one, sorry. But don't worry. Once you get in the jungle compound, you'll be safely surrounded by the FBI and Mexico's finest sharpshooters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's somewhat of a relief. I mean, so if this goes down,
right?
I'm assuming me and AP Mike are there with the two brothers.
Right.
And then you guys will what? Announce that you've surrounded the area and then they'll surrender? Like they'll know that they gotta give up?
Oh, you wish. No, these guys are monsters. No. These bastardos will not go down without a fight, okay? They're going to start unloading the second they know we're here, all right?
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you, we'll be right on them, mowing them down like so much carne asada.
I don't know why you got to make a food comparison.
Well, fish tacos or Nachos?
Sure.
Like so many nachos?
No, I didn't need a different food reference.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't asking for a different reference to Mexican food.
Burrito?
Yeah, no.
So many burritos?
Yeah, okay. Not like...
Tacos? Yes.
So you guys are going to... But what would me and Mike do as you guys are mowing them down?
Oh, we can do something like this. We're like, just before we open fire, someone does like a bird noise or something like, caw-caw, caw-caw. And then you guys will know to go asses over elbows and roll to the nearest safe house. How's that sound?
Wait, what are we supposed to do?
You get down and you just roll to the nearest safe house.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there are safe houses very close to where we'll be.
How should we know? You're the ones leading us to them. Oh. Look, I don't know, maybe you guys could jump up to avoid the bullet spray. Like maybe jump into a tree or something.
I can't.
No, wait, that's not going to work either because we're going to drone the F out of that place. So you guys will get hit by those, too.
Uh-huh. So
we
drones.
Can't have you messing up the drones.
Yeah. Yeah, God forbid we mess up the drones. Yeah. Well, I got to say, there's no way I'm doing this. And I think I speak for Mike. There's no way he's doing it either.
Oh, well, hope you guys like getting audited.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So you're going to turn the IRS on us if we don't do this.
Oh, you wish it was the IRS. No, this is a full-on life audit.
Hey, a full-on life audit.
Oh, yeah.
What is a full-on life audit?
Well, it's commonly referred to, you didn't hear from me, as a death panel.
Uh-huh. Well, the death panel thing is not real. That's just something people made up to go after Obama.
No, son. They're real, all right. But you'll find out soon enough.
I'll find out with this full life audit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And what could you possibly charge me with?
Dumping hazardous waste into a receptacle zoned only for cardboard?
Dumping hazardous waste in a receptacle meant only for cardboard.
Yes, we have footage of you putting fast food wrappers into a cardboard only bin.
Uh-huh.
Behind Walmart in Newbridge.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, sometimes...
Ring a bell?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll throw cardboard out into, like, a dumpster.
Yeah, we've got you doing that, too.
Uh-huh. And
that's even a more heinous crime.
Oh, okay. I didn't... But that's enough to get me in front of whatever this death panel is.
Hey, I've seen guys get put in the meat grinder for wearing Crocs.
Uh-huh.
It's sick stuff, son.
For wearing Crocs.
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you know that this is a total violation of just civil and human rights, and it's against the law. You know that.
Hey, it's like it says in the fine print of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam is the ultimate lawbender.
It doesn't say that in the Declaration.
Oh, it certainly does. You got to look really close.
Uh-huh. Uncle Sam is the ultimate lawbender.
Absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
Does it? Oh, no.
What?
Shh. I hear some movement outside my man cave door.
Okay.
Oh, you know who it is?
What?
I'll bet it's probably Los Maniacs, the Newbridge arm of El Chapo's gang.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Quiet, quiet.
All right.
They're going to come in here guns a-blazing, but not if I get them first. 4, 3, 2, 1. Eat lead, you Mexican! What?
Hey, what's going on over there?
There's nobody here. Just this alley cat.
An alley cat?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Hey, kitty. Come here. I'll get you some milk. Hang on.
What? That was the cat?
Ah!
The cat did.
It got me in the jugular.
Okay.
What's going on? Oh, no!
What?
I'm foaming at the mouth! I'm foaming from my bathroom area! I'm foaming from pretty much everywhere!
Hello? Oh my God. Well, it's good to know that that's what they listen to. Okay. That's the weirdest. 2016, man. It's weird times, man. I got a FBI agent now trying to get me to catch El Chapo's kids. Me and Mike. Got Mike dressed like a, like he's dressed like he's Sam Elliott out there. I'm gonna tell the Marshall Tucker Band right now. February 19th, Morristown, get ready. If you want to see a good old-fashioned cowpoke rolling in, look out. You guys are going to think you're doing a show on the high plains. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.